KEY today.
All right, folks, I hope wherever you are, you have a shovel because your government has run out of money, probably your state, for trying to dig you out. And I'm mostly talking about D.C. All Washington airports closed tomorrow. Might be the same story in Philadelphia and Baltimore. They haven't officially done that at this point, but it's the snowiest winter ever on record in my hometown, my poor mother, as my brother and I both don't live in the area. He lives in Florida. I'm, of course, in our satellite facility in Dallas, and she has a kid in the neighborhood who can dig her out. That's probably the good news, but it's officially the snowiest winter in history, and that's the record all up and down the East Coast, especially those three areas I mentioned, over 70 inches of snow, and they're not done at this point. Kids love it. In fact, I checked in Philly with some other folks, and you know the famous Rocky scene where he's running up the art museum steps? Well, the kids, and maybe even adults, are skiing down the steps. Skiing. They've taken their skis, and they've gone to the top of the steps, and they have been skiing down. Also, taking air mattresses and the little round thing that you use, the saucers, and they're going down the steps with that, too. So kids love this. Plus, they don't have to go to school. If they get too many of those snow days, they'll have to make them up, and they'll be hating it when they're in school come June. Normally, they get out at the end of May in some cases, but they may end up staying there a little bit longer. So the record was a place called East Nantmill, PA, 26.8 inches they got. 26.8. Wow, that's incredible. So it's been a very strange couple of weeks with Snowmageddon in those parts. Washington, same thing. And they've run out of salt in some cases. In South Jersey, they did. They had to have it trucked in from Newark. We told you that whole saga in our last show. And in Washington, that's why they closed the airports, because they're struggling there, afraid of trying to get people out on the planes. They just can't do it. So kind of the airports were like ghost towns. Yeah. We're going to talk about the jobs bill coming up. Will there really be any jobs attached to it? There's a nasty rumor that there won't be. Oh, that doesn't bode too well. And in the meantime, Michelle Obama announced her obesity Let's Move campaign to get rid of obesity for kids. But some say it's a threat to national security. Obesity is. And I'll explain what that comment means and how that's linked to Michelle Obama, believe it or not. And in the meantime, some new 9/11 photos sadly released. I don't think it's sad that they were released. It's sad to see them. They're the aerial views from above that Manhattan skyline where the World Trade Centers were going down. And, I mean, they're just more of the same horrific photos. ABC News got them in the Freedom of Information Act, so they were released. It's a good reminder as to why you have to stay vigilant and aware of what's going on and why we fight for the right not to, I think, have those goons tried in New York just a couple of blocks away from what became known as Ground Zero. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk with our pal Harry Rinker about all things collectible. It's a great reminder to some of you who have junk you want to get rid of. Your junk could be somebody else's treasure, and you can make some bucks. Somebody told me the other day, especially in these hard times, that no joke, if you looked around your place, bet you could sell maybe $300 to $400 worth of stuff, stuff you don't want anyway. I thought that was an interesting challenge. I might take them up on that challenge and see what I have to sell. Kate, hanging with you, is always at the helm of America Tonight. Let's take our first man up in the box, and that would be Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Now, you know, when I say these snow totals, that's nothing sometimes for Montreal. You get, how much snow do you normally get in an average winter season?
I have to translate that into your language, not ours. Usually we get like the equivalent of about maybe, I don't know, 8-10 feet, but this year we're really down. Like the last major snowstorm we had was December 9th.
Well, that's why Vancouver on the other side, they're talking about the problems they're having, yeah.
Right, and, you know, I spoke to a friend of mine in North Jersey. He said, can you do me a favor? What? Can you fly down and, you know, look at all the money you can make shoveling people's driveways? I went, yeah, right, sure. I mean, because when I was a kid growing up, there were, you know, some senior citizens who lived around, you know, lived around where I grew up. So they'd call my mother and say, can we borrow Sammy to, you know, shovel their walks or shovel out their cars? So needless to say, I made a few bucks. So, come, you know, when I was in high school, you know, come when it was the school dances, it was like I had the money where all the other kids who thought they did didn't.
Now, that's a good thing to do, especially for kids. It's just like raking leaves or mowing lawns. That's a great thing. And there are, your friend saying that in North Jersey, there are so many people who would love to have somebody around the block that would shovel for them. They can't find people.
Yeah, and obviously the weather showed. I mean, I just heard the NBA game with the Nets tonight, 1,048 people.
Let everybody move up. Hopefully that the people that were in seats that weren't as good move up front.
Yeah, but, well, obviously, it's also another reason is that, the Nets aren't exactly a great team. And we got some good, and if anybody's listening to D.C. who are Washington Capitals fans.
Washington Capitals are in the money, my friend.
Yeah.
They're doing well.
Yeah, but what happened tonight?
No, there wasn't a game, was there?
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah.
How many people were at the game?
It was in Montreal.
Oh. So, of course, that's why.
Yeah. So you lost in overtime to my Canadians.
Oh, how sad.
Of course. Yeah, right. You know, I mean, six players on the Canadians are from their farm team, and to beat a team like the Washington Capitals, yeah, you know, I can say the guys should pat themselves on the back. And I will call you tomorrow night with my medal prediction. And my landlord, who is a staunch, you know, I asked him, you see Canada win the gold medal? He goes, niet. When he went niet, I think I know who he thinks is going to win the gold medal.
No, I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right, medal count. We'll do it tomorrow, Sam. I look forward to that. Canadians versus the U.S.
You want to place a nice little friendly wager on it?
Yeah, we will. You will think about something. Think about it overnight. I'll think of something, and we'll talk about it on the air so it's interesting for the listeners, okay?
Okay, take care, gorgeous.
All right, so the medal count. The Canadians versus the U.S. You guys might have to help me with this medal count. I have been looking at some of the events, but, you know, that's random. It's just like that nail the score thing for certain. I can go through the events, the freestyle and whether it's the downhill, and I can look at the hockey team and go piece by piece. And that's kind of what I'm doing, but I haven't come up with my final number yet at this point, but be sure to do it tomorrow when Sam calls in. Hey, coming up, as I mentioned, we're going to chat with our pal Harry Rinker about all things collectible. And you can call and join in on the fun. In fact, I encourage anybody with any question, whether you collect postcards or rare coins or whatever it is, because the guy is like a fountain of information, seriously. I bow down to him when it comes to collectibles. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. See you on the flip side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
time telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Peter Krautschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krautschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krautschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
All right, the man needs no introduction. You've heard him for years here on America Tonight. And as I said, you can hit me up through the email, americatonight.net, or you can jingle these digits, 800-259-5791. To talk about your collectibles or questions about anything that you think might be collectible, anything related certainly to that. Harry, are you buried in the snow? I think you're in Connecticut, though, right?
I am in Connecticut. No, I'm not buried in the snow. Nice. Why am I not buried in the snow, I want to ask God? No. What happened was that the first big snowfall that went through here a week or plus ago that hit Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia and so forth, I missed New York and went out over Long Island. And so this new snowfall, the one that was supposed to go, came through yesterday and today, was supposed to wipe out and finally hit up here. We were predicting 12 inches. I just looked out the door. I don't think we have one. Well, you know, these are all coastal storms. Now, my family in Wyomissing near Reading, Pennsylvania, they had 30 inches from the first one and 24 from the one yesterday. So they have 54 inches of snow on the, well, what melted, but 54 inches of snow on the ground. And so as a result, why, they're doing great. Our daughter, my granddaughter Sophia, is just relishing in this stuff. They have their own hill in their backyard because their snow is piled so deep. But we here in Brookfield, Danbury, are right on the northern fringe line of the current one. Head south of us along the I-95 corridor, Greenwich, Norwich.
Sure.
They're pelted.
Wow, isn't that interesting? So you just missed it
by the hair of our chinny chin chin. But on the other hand, my wife, who works at the local university, she got a day off yesterday because they got so scared with this thing they closed down. Now they're angry that they did. On the other hand, I'm teaching at Norwalk Community College tomorrow, and I'm hoping against hope they're going to cancel school 2 days in a row. I don't have to go in, so we'll see.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
wow.
You know, it's really odd. I guess they broke records record snowfall in history in Philadelphia?
Oh yeah. My mother says they're just everywhere. My whole family's there, and they're just buried in snow. South Jersey, over the bridge, everywhere.
Well, here's the name of the game. It's gonna look good for the February crime rate in the city.
That's true.
I mean, you got to find
that
positive
silver lining.
Stuff here, Kate.
That's right.
You know, reduce crime. Have some snow.
Hey, Harry, actually, I got two emails for you. I was so excited about this because I like the questions.
Well, now, wait a minute here. How comes you keep getting emails and I don't here?
I don't know. Ever since, you know, we came to this fabulous network, GCN, a lot of the emails go through me because it's a great idea to remind people. I love the mailbag, and we used to always get a lot of listeners from America Tonight that would hit you up on the mailbag.
And, you know, and part of that thing is I know you talk about the show from time to time, and while I am now building up a steady group of GCN listeners that listen to what you got live on the Internet at GCNlive.com, just like they can listen to America Tonight, it's great to get mailbag letters in for America Tonight, and here are the second and fourth Wednesday, Thursday morning, second and fourth Wednesday morning of each month. So do you have some letters in the mailbag? Let's take a look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com.
Right. Oh, yes. If you want to email me directly. Now, look, I get emails at that address for my regular show, What You Got, as well as my column, Rinker on Collectibles. So if you are an America Tonight listener and you're going to email me with your question, please send it to Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. That's HARRYLRINKER at AOL.com. But start it, I listen to America Tonight. So I get it in the America Tonight mailbag.
Yeah, and it doesn't get mixed up. I got this a couple of weeks ago. It must have been after you were on with me. And it's from a lady named Jessica who said, Kate, next time Harry joins you on the program, and I told her she could call in, but she hasn't so far, so I thought I'd throw it out there. And she said she's got about 25 years worth of Time magazines. That must take up a lot of space in that basement. She said there.
Yeah, I remember when somebody dropped off 30 years of Sports Illustrated on my front porch at school.
That's
well,
a lot.
Except they had the first swimsuit issues in the series, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, it depends when they're from, Kate. If they're say the last 30 years, they're not going to have a tremendous amount of value. If one, probably less than 25, 30 cents. Well, probably less than a dime a piece. On the other hand, should they be Time magazines from the 30s, 40s, or 50s, maybe even the 60s, they're going to have some value on two possibilities. One is going to depend on who's on the cover, because the cover is going to sell. And the ones with the strong personalities on the cover could bring anywhere from $5 to $25. The other thing is that the full-page ads are going to sell. What happens with a lot of old magazines is they tear them apart, and they sell the ads, known in my trade as tear sheets. And so if you're collecting, if you own a certain car from the 50s or 60s or 20s or 30s or 40s or whatever, you know, you want to buy the ad for that car. Or there's a lot of cigarette ads. A lot of people were framing up old ads. Now, that doesn't seem to be as popular a thing as it did, but I was out at Lincoln City, Oregon last weekend for their big Antique Week celebration. And in the one antique mall out there, a little antique mall, there's a guy that sells magazines, old life magazines. Buy them on the date of your birthday. And he gets anywhere from $15 to $30, depending, again, on who's on the cover.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, now, again, this was a real hot thing to do in the 90s, but it's kind of fallen by the wayside in the last 10 years. But a lot of people used to give a gift of a magazine issued on the date someone was born.
Yeah. And so actually, that is a pretty good gift idea, and it was popular, but not so much now, right?
Not so much now. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, and I got this other one. This is really good, and this is from Jake. He never calls. He's listened to America Tonight for a long time, and he said, "Ask Harry about this. I have a unique thing. I didn't think I still had it, but I still do. And it's a pool stick from apparently The Color of Money. Remember that movie with Tom Cruise and Paul Newman? And both of them signed it. And he has a picture to prove it.
Yeah, that's going to be the key. If he announces Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason, right?
No, I thought it was Tom Cruise. He says Tom Cruise.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Tom Cruise and...
Paul Newman.
And Paul Newman. Tom Cruise and Paul Newman. Did he play Jackie Gleason in the pool tournament? That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the bad news is that Paul Newman isn't alive, so there can't be any more signed by him, but Cruise is. I would think he has something that could be easily worth in the $250 to $350. $500 would seem a lot to me at this point. Although I think it's possible that it could bring more. Let's see. Cruise has not won an Academy Award yet, right?
No, but he's been in a lot of big movies.
No, I understand that, but it's just like baseball, Kate. It's all about the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer then.
And he certainly isn't a gentleman that's been free from controversy either. He's like, I don't want to say like he's the Pete Rose of Hollywood, but he...
He is, in a way.
No, he does manage to stir up some issues from time to time. And all this affects how people view his stuff.
Yeah. That movie was so popular, though. Oh.
By the way, did you speaking of things that got sold recently, Michael Jackson and Maria Presley's marriage certificate was up for sale. Some friendly person we're in the Dominican Republic. It just so happens that the official document disappeared from the files of the Dominican Republic and wound up laminated at the Philip Weiss auction in New York. Okay. How much? How much for?
I'm going to say, because I didn't know that, I'm going to say $80,000.
Oh, pretty close, kid. You've been watching too much Antique Roadshow.
What? How much is it?
$70,800.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
oh,
well, it is crazy too, because first of all, it's laminated. And if anybody knows anything about this was one of the great tragedies. Remember how they used to laminate stuff?
Sure.
Well, the Maryland Historical Society laminated all its historical documents and ruined the heck out of them as the laminates deteriorated over time, and all the wonderful letters by Washington and all the famous stuff they had in their files all got to be a wreck. And the cost to conserve the few things that they could conserve from that was so excessive. So who knows? I suspect sooner or later the poor paper is going to deteriorate into some kind of biodegradable something.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. As always, it's been a pleasure. We tell everybody to go to the mailbag, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Start it with I Listen to You on America Tonight. Harry, thanks.
Hey, take care, kiddo. We'll do this again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we will. You stay safe and warm, and I hope you don't have to shovel any snow. Coming up on the flip side, we have Charlie Wilson, the story about him sadly passing away. Wow, I love that movie, and what a great guy he was. I had a chance to meet him. I'll tell you about that next.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Congressman.
No. You get to come to the charter. Can we get you a drink?
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Fair enough, I guess.
Wondering what you do for a living.
I'm Charlie Wilson. I represent the Texas 2nd Congressional
District. I'm standing on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Afghans are now ready to fight a war against the Soviets. If they get weapons, they say they will win.
This is 6th wealthiest woman in Texas.
Joanne.
I have been passionately involved with the cause of the Afghans since the day the communists marched in. Why is Congress saying one thing and doing nothing?
Oh, tradition mostly.
You sit at the intersection of the State Department, the Pentagon, and the CIA. The three agencies you would need to conduct a covert war.
Yeah. I'm with the CIA in my office at 10.
What is U.S. strategy in Afghanistan?
Well, strictly speaking, we don't have one, but we're working hard on that.
Who's we?
Me and three other guys.
I need airplanes, guns, and money.
A sudden influx of modern weaponry would draw attention.
Draw attention? This is a Cold War. Everybody knows about it.
There must be some kind of way.
We're going to Israel next week. We might attack Pakistan on the end of your trip.
This meeting's going to be unprofessional.
A friend of mine's a belly dancer. While she's dancing for the defense minister, we'll be talking to his deputy.
Oh, my God. No, she's supposed to be good.
This thing's going to get done by the CIA, and it's going to get done quietly.
You have authority to do this?
None whatsoever.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
How is it possible that this congressman of no particular importance is doing this by himself?
And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
This will be the day that I die.
Where does this rank relative to other covert wars?
There's never been anything else like it.
Can we get you a drink?
Oh, I'd love any kind of whiskey.
We don't have alcohol in the presidential residence.
That a lot of people make that mistake.
No.
All right, that was the clip from Charlie Wilson's War. It was a hit movie. It was great. Tom Hanks played Charlie Wilson. A lot of people didn't know who the congressman was, the former congressman was. And after that movie, they certainly did. He was the one who fought as a member of the House Appropriations Committee at the time to help get money for weapons and worked with a couple of then, at the time, CIA agents to get them to the Mahajan. Interesting how things have flipped, of course, in the battle with the Soviets. The Soviets spent a decade battling the rebels before pulling the army from Afghanistan, what was it, 1989. And 2 years later, its economy in ruins. And, of course, the Soviet Union fell apart. But what was interesting about Charlie Wilson is that he wanted to keep fighting for the Afghan people. He warned against abandoning a country that was traumatized, as he said, to its fate. And imagine if anybody had paid attention to what he was saying at that point. Look where we are now in Afghanistan. But I had a chance when I moved to Texas, however, I guess it was because I went to New York and was working at the fan, but when I first came to Texas for a couple of years in the late 90s, I had a chance to meet him at some event in Houston, and he was a very jovial, interesting guy to have a chance to sit down with for a couple of minutes and talk to. And he really was that fun-loving guy that was portrayed in the movie by Hanks, who did those backroom kind of deals and ended up getting millions of dollars in weapons to the hands of the Afghanistan folks, the Mahajan, and allowed the country's rebels to beat back the mighty Soviets. So he died Wednesday. He was 76 years old. He started having difficulty breathing after he went to a meeting in an East Texas town where he lived, and he was pronounced dead on arrival. They say the cause of death was, a heart problem, a heart arrest, a cardiopulmonary arrest specifically is what it was. And for the record, he was pretty popular. He served in the Texas 2nd Congressional District in the U.S. House from 73 to 1996. Yeah, 1996. How about that? He was a Democrat, but he kind of wavered in and out in a couple of different ways because he was progressive, but he was also all about the defense. He was all about, you know, the military and making sure that you were propped up militarily. I'm sure he'd have thoughts on some of the things that are happening now, and he has. He's been interviewed a couple of times and talked about the sadness that he feels with what now has happened to Afghanistan. All right, we move from Charlie Wilson to an interesting story in light of Michelle Obama and this obesity thing. You know, the one thing, I guess, that gets lost in, you know, and there's no doubt, I mean, come on, we don't want to have, and I think it's somebody's personal business, because you have to decide how far do you want the government to get involved, and how far do those initiatives and referendums go, and so on and so forth. The one problem I have with the First Lady's whole obesity thing, I mean, I think it's great if kids got in shape, because you don't want to see these kids grow up to be people who have problems, heart problems, and whatever. I mean, for the sake of nothing else, the direction that we seem to be headed in with health care. But this Let's Move campaign, the thing is, you got money attached to this, right? So she's calling for overhauling federal laws and guidelines, and that includes adding $10 billion over the next decade to update the Childhood Nutrition Act. And that feeds, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 million or so, give or take, kids at schools, and would add funding to feed more kids. And then also the federal food pyramid would get a makeover, basically, through this campaign. I have no idea. When I was a kid, they show you the pyramid. It's all the same, right? Fruits, vegetables, grains. But I guess it's getting a makeover. But here's the problem. The problem with that is, if you want to look at it from the other point of view, is that, yes, I mean, I hate to see kids in that predicament, but at the same time, where we are as a nation and what's happening with the money in this country, you think of the people and the taxes that we're paying, and they're talking about the taxes even for, and I don't care what they say, but they're talking about even the brackets of the so-called middle class going up a notch. Wouldn't it be better if people had more money in their hands and they didn't have to pay that much more taxes, so you wouldn't have latchkey kids and you could have somebody at home more often? Then you would have a better chance of meals and more. I think that the families could be more involved in what the kids are doing, because what's happened is, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, maybe even you could take it a decade, where it wouldn't always have to be the woman, or maybe the mother worked part-time or something, but you did have dinners. You did have vegetables on the plate. And now the family dinner has all but disappeared in a lot of cases, because you don't, by the time somebody's running home, you got two people running home from jobs, it's so late, you know, people just stop at the corner bakery or pick up a pizza. I mean, can you blame them? They're exhausted. And that's what happens. A lot of that goes out the window. And maybe the family dinners are cut down to a couple a night. I mean, a couple a week, if that. And growing up, if we were lucky enough, many of us can remember regular traditional dinners. Like, God bless my grandmother, God rest her soul. I had an aversion to fish for a while because she made fish with the bones in it. And so when I'm 5 and I'm picking up this flounder, and I'm thinking, where are the bones in the flounder? I don't know. But it was pretty rough to try to eat that. However, it gave us great stories, and we always had vegetables, and we always had other meals that were really, really probably much more nutritionally balanced. I don't know, Donovan, when you were a kid, did you have traditional meals, or no? It was like hit and run.
We had traditional family dinners probably at least 5 nights a week.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? At the time, we didn't think about it, but that makes an incredible difference, I think, with what you're eating, because you're not doing those TV dinners, and it's just the way the world works now. So wouldn't it be better, give those people the money back, cut the taxes, and that could change the makeup of some of this. You wouldn't have to work so many jobs. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
What's up, kiddo?
Hey, I got to check the snow status with you, because it's so cut up in the Atlantic State. Zero.
Zero.
Wow.
I'm not too far from your buddy up there in Montreal, but yeah, about 100 inches or so a year, and I think we're only up to 20 so far.
Isn't that crazy? And then in Philly, they have 70 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nutty. Good for you. You don't have to do the snow removal thing.
No, I have a snow blower.
Good for you.
Just pack it up. It's funny. You talk about obesity. Americans, and actually most of the world, got fat when we developed refrigeration. Before that, we had little ice boxes, so anything in that refrigerator had to be fresh because it would go bad so quick.
Oh, you know, good point.
And all the GMOs, never mind that, never mind the seeds. But, no, these kids just need to have, like Mark says in Long Island, they need fathers, they need to be acknowledged. I'm out here every day, and what I notice is people, it goes all the way back to the tree of knowledge. That's how far back it goes. We all seem to have this urge to be acknowledged, and that's our biggest problem. That's our biggest problem. But these kids have to move. They don't move, Kate. They don't move.
I know. Here's the other part of that problem is, Mark, thanks for the call. And what he's going down this lane, I bet, is that same thing that I said at school. You always had the gym. And, you know, we had to run around the bases, and we had to. We had to do the gymnastics. I think everybody, I don't care who it was, everybody was breaking some kind of a sweat when I was going to grade school, but they've cut a lot of that out. Coming up on the flip side, a tax on cigarettes. Ooh, if you're a smoker, look out.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, it's like a river that you travel on. When there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave, I free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long.
It definitely is a highway. Hopefully wherever you are, they've shoveled that highway so you can get to wherever you have to go. But most of the audience has missed the snow that's landed in the mid-Atlantic states. You heard Harry Rinker talk about that. Mark in upstate New York. It just depends on where you were in these states. Now, New York City was a different story. Philly was a different story. Washington, D.C. was a different story. Parts of Connecticut and so on and so forth. All right, here we are in America tonight. We've been talking about these missionaries. Good news. Reuters is reporting that it looks like that Haitian judge has been convinced to free the U.S. missionaries because he's got the responsibility of weighing whether they should go on trial for trying to take a busload of kids out of Haiti. And he's supposed to issue this decision soon. So the judge questioning the Americans, and the next step would be to issue a recommendation to the prosecutor. But Reuters is saying that a judicial source has told them that the judge has decided to release The Missionaries. So, yeah. It hasn't been made public yet, but one thing an investigating judge seeks in a criminal investigation is criminal intentions on the part of the people involved. And there's nothing that shows that it was criminal intention, according to the people who know the judge who's making the ruling. So that's a good deal. Now, the prosecutor has the right to appeal if the judge recommends that the charges be dropped, but the judge has the final say, and that's probably what's going to happen tomorrow. It's just going to be made official, which is how these people must be beside themselves. Most of them are from that Idaho Baptist group, and they were charged with child kidnapping and criminal association. Disastrous if they went on trial and were convicted for it, because it would be life in a Haitian prison. So that's the good news. And apparently, the parents in that village have come forward to really plea for those missionaries and say, you know, putting it on themselves and saying that this is what we wanted, and there's a misunderstanding and whatnot. So that may have saved these people, but that's pretty big. That's a pretty big deal. Good for them, because can you imagine? They must be telling themselves, wow, we got to hightail it out of here after this. And, you know, there's some people, it's just cynical eyes that really don't believe it, really think that they were trying to steal these kids. And that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to take them out. I don't think so. I really honestly think that they just lost their minds and thought that, okay, the parents hand them over, great, we can take them out of the country, and hey, no problem. Here's what I really wonder as well. You think any money changed hands in this? Think anybody ponied up some money to this judge? Would they dare go in that direction? Look, we got to get out of here, and this backlash could be awful. Maybe a little do-re-mi might help. Or if the missionaries were put in prison, how would Americans feel? And how would that have an effect on, or would it have an effect on, any of the donations to Haitian relief and the effort to put Port-au-Prince back together again? Wouldn't it jeopardize a lot of money that they would get from that whole deal? I would think. I don't know. Taking the kids, it was a dumb, idiotic thing to do. I don't know what they were thinking. And since I don't know these people, and we're hearing spotty reports, on one hand, you hear, you know, what were the intentions here? What would the intentions be? Because they lied a couple of times. So were the kids meant to be adopted for money? Were they just trying to, out of the goodness of their hearts, as missionaries, trying to help? Yeah. Are they just naive and didn't realize that this was going to happen to them at the border? I'm leaning toward they were just naive. They were just naive and didn't realize that that was going to happen, especially with the permission from the parents. I mean, if the parents went to the judge, I got to believe that that's real. Or, you know, why would they do that? Supposedly they willingly turned over the kids on the promise that they would educate them and allow the relatives to visit, because they had nothing. And I don't know that that's so hard to stretch my mind to believe that. However, did the kids really want to go? There's stories that there was a kid who was 7 years old or so. He didn't want to go. His father forced him to stay on the bus, and the Americans tried to make him feel better. His aunt didn't want to be separated from her nephew. She got hysterical. So there was some nasty news on both sides of this, but it's the smart play here. If this judge really is releasing them because of what I think it would cause, the backlash for that country, what it would cause could be pretty bad, and the missionaries now are clear of this, and I would assume, boom, they're out of there. I said I would talk about this $1 cigarette tax hike. For all of the people listening to me that have the smoking addiction, wow, adding $1 for a pack of those cigarettes they say would raise more than $9 billion a year for states. And Americans, according to this poll that was released, would actually support a tax. That has to be people that don't smoke that are supporting that. 60% of voters would support the tax to help the states that are really struggling, and they would prefer it over tax increases or budget cuts. Well, that makes sense, because who wants to pay more taxes? Just slap it on, especially if you don't smoke. Ah, slap it on the tobacco. Put it there. Yeah, let's do that. No problem. So this report was released by the Cancer Action Network. It's one of the arms of the American Cancer Society and a bunch of other places. And, you know, they say that there is support for this. And the report says that the revenue each state could earn by increasing the taxes based on research shows that a 10% cigarette tax increase actually would reduce total consumption by 4%. And so it would have a twofold effect. You'd raise this money because some people would just say, I don't care, I'm going to still do it. But at the same time, more than 1.2 million smokers would just quit because they would say, forget it, I can't afford this. So, you know, you think of how much a pack of cigarettes costs. A pack of cigarettes, I think the average is $5.15. Wow, that is so incredibly high. And then put a dollar on that. You know, you go to these Indian casinos and you get the cigarettes there that are cheaper. But and the average state cigarette tax is $1.34 per pack. Yeah. What do you do? Tough times. Sorry. Snack tax, cigarette tax. Well, smoking will kill you. Oh, that's right. If you eat too much food, that we're saying now, same thing, heart problems, that'll kill you too. However, the people who don't smoke easily jump on board with that. We'll see if it becomes a reality or not, because there's going to be a little bit of backlash, I would think, perhaps, on this. The problem with the cigarette tax, ultimately, though, is how many people, I said that there would still be people that would do it, but you'd have the people quit smoking. So could you possibly have enough people that just could not afford it? We're in this recession and everything, and it wouldn't really raise as much as they thought. And if we're talking about obesity-related deaths, don't they outnumber tobacco every year now with the new information that we're getting? And they mentioned that tax on fast food. You know, I know there's a song in this. Tax, tax, tax. It's like the tax man. Everybody wants to tax us in all kinds of different directions. And then what happens if everybody did quit because a pack of cigarettes became $12? What would they tax next to make up for this shortage of funds? Oh, use your imagination. Flip me an email, day or night. You know how to find me, americatonight.net.